Tax impacts in mortgage lending. Capital gains, tax. The sale of a capital asset results in either a gain or a loss. A capital gain or loss is realized when property is sold. The gain, or loss, on the sale of real estate is far more than a simple calculation of the sales price minus the original purchase price. The calculation of capital gain requires that the seller's basis in the property be determined. Basis is defined as the dollar amount that the IRS attributes to a property for the purpose of calculating annual depreciation and the gain or loss on the sale of a property. The capital gain on the sale of a property is calculated by subtracting the adjusted basis from the net sales price. Tax on sale of personal residence. An individual could have a tax-free capital gain on the sale of real property up to $250,000 if the property were his or her principal residence for at least 2 of the last 5 years. This also applies to an individual who chooses married filing separately for his or her income taxes. The limit is $500,000 for a couple. A taxpayer can do this an unlimited number of times. Installment sales. Some sellers may have the means to finance the sale of their property themselves. If a seller agrees to finance the sale for the buyer, seller financing, the transaction may qualify under IRS rules as an installment sale. An installment sale is a sale of property in which the seller receives at least one payment after the tax year of the sale. If an installment sale is used, only the gain on payments received is taxed, and interest is taxed as ordinary income, which could prove to be beneficial for not only the buyer, but also the seller. Installment sales are often employed by sellers who know that they will have to pay high capital gains income taxes on the sale of a property. By using the installment sale method, it allows the seller to spread tax payments out over the course of the loan instead of paying the full amount of tax in one lump sum. Each payment on an installment sale usually consists of the following three parts. Interest income, return of adjusted basis in the property, gain on the sale. In each year that a payment is received, both the interest part and the part that is the gain on the sale must be reported. Source: www.irs.gov/publications/p537/. Other income tax strategies. A homeowner can deduct property taxes and the interest on a mortgage. The homeowner can also deduct discount points and prepayment penalties on loans. The owner of a single-family home can depreciate the property if it is used as a rental property. Only the improvements can be depreciated. Land is never depreciated. First-time homebuyers may withdraw up to $10,000 from individual retirement accounts, IRAs, without penalty, for a down payment on a home. Note, the $10,000 withdrawal will be taxed as ordinary income that year.